There's been a lot of speculation regarding Dwight being traded for the last 6 to 8 months to a year. Today, finally, the speculation comes to an end. And we're hopeful that 10 years from now, we can add a jersey onto that wall over there that says Dwight Howard. So at this time, I'd like to introduce the newest Los Angeles Laker, Dwight Howard.
That's it right there! That's it! That's it! All right!
What? What the fuck? Slow down! What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
Jonathan.
Hope everybody is good today. It's been a nice day today. Got about 50 minutes before brother turned 35.
Woo-wee! Getting close to 40.
Yeah. I ain't rushing it, but...
Shit, I'm getting close to 30. Brothers is getting old.
Yeah, time is just moving.
Ooh, it's been hot out here in Los Angeles, folks. It has been a heat wave.
Yeah, man, I've been enjoying the hell out of it.
I have been enjoying it, but at the same time, I have been annoyed by it because my place has been hot when I get home from work.
No AC?
Unfortunately, no. We have fans doing it the old-fashioned way.
I remember that. it is no joke. It's kicking out here, but the nights have been awesome.
Yeah, they have. Nights have been very warm, very nice. Nothing like Southern California.
Nope. Not at all. Man, there's been a lot going on. Southern California is happy out here.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get it over with and let's get it started.
All right, man. Just want to let everybody know you are listening to the Brothers Lima Sports Happy Hour. You can find the podcast on www.blackisonline.com. You can also find us on Stitcher and iTunes. Please leave us ratings and comments. Let us know if you're enjoying us or, you know, just speak your mind on what's going on with the sports world. We're doing it here and having a good time. You want to speak to us specifically, you want to hit us up, you can find us on Twitter at Brothers Layman. You can email us at thebrotherslayman@gmail.com or you can call into the happy hour 323-455-4219.
Hey, hit us up. Hit us up anytime. Take any questions, comments, concerns, anything you guys want to know, anything that we need to work on, please let us know. Hit us up. We'll gladly hit you back.
Yeah, you want to know who's listening, let us know what's up. So let's get in. As you know, Jonathan and I are not, we are from L.A., but we are not these crazy
diehard Laker fans.
That's some of them out there. Yeah, what's up, Rashani? I know you happy and... Who else?
I know a lot of y'all Laker fans is happy right now.
Oh, yeah, Brother Malcolm, Mr. CEO, y'all loving it. Well, I can't lie. That day, I was kind of mad. And for like
you and me both, brother. You and me both.
Why am I so damn mad? It's because Mr. Baby, Dwight Howard, has forced his way. Well, he got what he wanted. He is not, well, he got his second option. He is coming to the Los Angeles Lakers.
I'm just on top of that. The fact that they got him without giving up Pau Gasol, that's just ridiculous.
That's bullshit. That's what it is.
Let's just call it what it is. Ridiculous, man. This is just, remember when they made that Pau deal? And everybody was kind of up in arms like, how the fuck did they just pull this maneuver off? It happened again.
Yeah, that shit ain't make no sense.
It happened again. I know there are some owners who are like, what the fuck is going on?
All three teams out of four benefited. Lakers got, you know, what they wanted. Nuggets got the hookup. Andre Iguodala. 76ers.
76ers came up. Yeah, I'm sorry. 76ers, they've been needing a legit center for God knows how long, and they got arguably the best in the game, and Andrew Bynum, and basically swapped Bynum for Iguodala. It's basically, in a sense, what they did, which isn't a bad deal on their end. You know, add Jason Richardson in, what they got from the deal. They're looking on a team. They're looking like a team on the upswing.
Yeah, they are. And the Magic got whatever.
Magic got some pieces that just made the salary cap work.
Yeah. But since we're in L.A., we'll break down the benefit of this trade for the Lakers first. You basically traded the number two to get the number one center, who has been, you know,
now let's just put this in perspective. He's arguably the best center. He's the best defensive center, yes. But Andrew Bynum's the best offensive center.
He's probably the best defensive player in the league.
So
he's a three-time player.
The Lakers did improve defensively, but offensively, I think they might have taken a little bit of a hit.
Yeah, they will. They are going to take a hit. Laker fans should be happy. You know, yep. I came front. I would be happy too. But this is y'all going out of proportion. Y'all just like, oh, now not only are we going to win the championship, we going back to back. Like, oh, slow down.
The thing is nobody
crowned.
And I know nobody. I'm sorry. The only thing that's really been on my mind since this deal has gone down is. Is nobody concerned with the luxury tax the Lakers are going to have to pay? Let's keep this in perspective. The luxury tax has changed from what it was. With the new CBA, it's increasing yearly. So you still kept Pau Gasol, which is, what, $20 million bucks, basically.
Yeah.
You have Kobe Bryant, which is another, what, 20? Let's just say 20 mil.
Yeah, geez,
28 mil. Okay, 20. $28 million. Then you just added Steve Nash through a trade, which is what, another what? Maybe let's say $11-12 million, right? Then
probably like $9 million, but I mean still almost another $10 million.
And then you add Dwight Howard's contract, which is, I honestly don't know what it is, but I'm assuming his ballpark figure maybe, oh, it's over $10 million.
Oh, of course it is. It's probably like.
So you're looking at those four players alone, you're basically over the cap.
Yeah, run our team. Yeah, because all you really did was just swap money.
And
right
I
now.
Mean, Laker fans, yes, you know, I guess long term in a couple years you might be saving a little money, but in the now, I'm living in the present. You guys are gonna be paying money out the ass for the next 2 years.
Yeah, you know, Laker fans don't care about that.
Yeah.
But they get mad after the fact.
Yep.
Like, y'all didn't care when y'all was paying Ron Artest all that money and when y'all were winning. And, of course, when it goes to losing in the second round 2 years in a row,
like oh, trade him.
How come we can't get no moves? How come nobody, like, dude, you're over the cap? What you think they was cutting all that staff for?
Exactly.
They are concerned about money. Now, we'll give it to this. When it comes to the Lakers and they make moves for the immediate future, they don't care about it. They're willing to take on a luxury tax. We'll just basically pay more of it.
Yeah.
You know, don't give me that, well, when in the next 2 years, you know, Kobe and Gasol coming off $50 million off the books. It's like, okay, so that means you at some point you're just going to have to replace Kobe and Gasol.
And I'll give it to the Lakers. The Lakers go for it. They go for the big fish. And the majority of the time, they do end up landing it. So I will give the Lakers that much. They do. They go out of their way to get the best of the best.
Yeah, and they get help.
And
they
I mean,
all these people complaining that, well, now that we have the new CBA, isn't this not supposed to happen? I'm like, yes, if everybody is playing along with it.
Exactly.
But you got owners like in Orlando, and I'm blaming the owner on this. I don't believe this is the GM at all. You had
the GM did what he had, what he could do. He did the best he could, tried to get the best deal on the table.
I mean,
the owner just screwed
right.
it up.
I mean, I like Aaron Aflalo. I like Aaron Aflalo a lot. But can you, will you say, is Aaron Aflalo better than Brook Lopez? I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, then I like
Harrington. They got pieces, but, you know.
Al Harrington ain't doing much. Okay, here's the problem with the trade. Every pick y'all got, Orlando got first-round pick, is a conditional pick.
And it's protected. Lottery protected.
That's what the hell? Why the fuck? For three teams that ain't going to see the lottery in, like, for the next 5-6 years.
If Orlando
Lakers
was smart.
Sure as hell ain't going. They're not going in the lottery. They gave you, what, 20-some pick? And, you know, I mean, of course, my team, Spurs, can make something out of that, but most teams can't.
If the Magic were smart, they would have gone ahead. If the Lakers were smart, they would have gone ahead. I mean, excuse me. If the Magic were smart, they would have gone ahead and traded Dwight Howard to Houston when they have an opportunity, get all the draft picks that they picked this year, get multiple draft picks for the future, and they're taking on some of your asinine contracts. Now, you made the deal. You got whatever pieces. You got protected draft picks, and you got rid of Jason Richardson's contract. Oh, and Chris Duhon.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you're looking at Houston. Houston was probably willing to take on Jason Richardson as well as Chris Duhon and maybe even a third player with
yeah,
a terrible
I mean,
contract.
What
so, I mean, they...
Yeah, what they gave up, they could have got more than that. For giving away them four dudes, Dwight Howard, Chris Duhon, Earl Clark, and Jason Richardson, you could have got at least three from Houston. And I want to say at least three lottery picks in terms of already potential guys, whether it came from this year's draft or last year. You probably could have got two picks from the future.
Yep.
Kenyon Martin. You know, they cleared all that cap space.
To get him.
And
I feel bad for Houston, man. They gave up Kyle Lowry for nothing. They gave they amnestied Louis Scola for no reason.
Yeah,
now, basically, I mean, at the time it was done, of course, to get Dwight Howard, but now you're looking at it now, they basically you did it for nothing.
Right.
And you're back. And it was bad enough that Houston was already a mediocre team. Now you traded arguably your two best players.
What now you got rid of?
Now you're terrible.
Yeah, now you got just Kenny
now
Martin
from scratch. Now you're really starting.
Kevin Martin, my bad. You got Kevin Martin there.
and you lost Gordon Dragic.
Yep.
So, I mean, they're going through their rebuilding phase as well.
They will be a lottery team next year for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
So, the big question that Laker fans got.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to, well, I won't even say win it all. Are they going to make it to the finals? Does this move jump them? Does this move and the Steve Nash? Does this jump them over everybody in the West, including San Antonio, Oklahoma City? Are they now the favorite to come out of the West?
I'm gonna have to say no. Can't put them as the favorite yet because, in my opinion, the favorite to win the West went to the finals this past year, which is Oklahoma City. I still think they're young enough to where they've made gradual progress, and you can see the progress. You can see them grow with one another. It went from being a terrible team to a first-round team, second round, and so on and so on. So you see the growth, and Kevin Durant, for as good as he is, hasn't even scratched the surface of his potential yet. He has yet to even reach his prime. So you look at the stuff he's doing now, God only knows what he's going to be doing 2 years from now, 3 years from now. And then you know they're going to re-sign Westbrook. You know they're going to re-sign Harden.
Are they re-signing Westbrook already?
Oh, yeah, excuse me. You know they're going to re-sign Harden when his contract's up. And they're still going to be there. They're still going to be there. You got Serge Ibaka, they got to lock up. If the Lakers can lock up these guys, and get out and, you know, have Gasol and Dwight Howard and Kobe and Nash. Why can't Oklahoma City keep their four cores?
Right.
Ibaka and Durant and Westbrook and Harden. So
right. Now, you know, it's like them teams, if he's got a team on the cusp, do I think he may have to overpay to keep all of them? Probably. Is he going to be in the tax? Probably. But the difference is he might, you know, he might be in the tax for a couple years, take that hit, see what happens, and then trade one of them.
At some point.
I mean, what the Lakers going to do that?
Yeah.
Lakers can't have like, we got this deep team. Gasol.
So, Laker fans, watch out, because Gasol might get traded this season.
Yeah.
Very high probability, in my opinion.
I think they might keep him for the year.
Depending on how he plays.
Because Dwight Howard is your fourth option. Let's just, y'all are not going to Dwight Howard in the post at all. Let's be honest, y'all not. You didn't go much to Andrew Bynum in the post.
No.
So Dwight Howard, who has like what, a couple post moves, if that?
He may not even have a couple. I mean, you look at all the highlights he does, they're all alley oops and lobs.
Right. So basically you basically are paying for a better Tyson Chandler.
Yeah.
That's what you paying for.
Basically.
And he's that dominant, but you know, he's as good defensively. I mean, he's just a better version.
Yeah.
He's your fourth option. I don't think he's going to be okay with it. I think he'll play along just the same way Andrew Bynum did.
For the meantime.
It'd be nice to, you know, but people said this is, you know, Steve Nash is going to bring Kobe's scoring up. I'm like, well, who's going to suffer?
Yeah.
Gasol will play better. He should. Maybe the
offense. Nash there, yeah.
Right, because now you have somebody else who's willing to pass on the fucking team. So now you have two good passers in Gasol and Steve Nash. And this may help Gasol, you know, set him up better. But I don't know. I mean, is Kobe going to play along? I mean, he's going to do what he does. But
I mean, let's just be honest. Kobe's going to be Kobe.
Yeah. He's going to come out and be like, I need to see if I'm hot. Oh, I'm hot. All right, y'all can just relax the rest of the night. I got it. You know, that's what he going. It's not like, hey, let's get Gasol going, let's get Dwight Howard going. You know, and then let me get mine in the second and fourth quarter. Nope, I need to see if I'm hot now.
Exactly.
And you know, I like the move with Nash. You upgraded offensively on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, they did.
You probably couldn't have done – you could have done a little better, but not much. That's not a complaint. The guy's an efficient scorer percentage-wise.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to run a team,
yep.
And he's all about making other people better, which
yep.
everybody loves. I love that. But defensively, it's basically stayed exactly the same.
He is a liability.
Yeah, it's like, well, we got Derek Fisher, and then you went from Derek Fisher to Steve Nash. Same damn
same. Basically the same age.
Yep. Yeah, defensively, folks.
Defensively, it's the same thing. It's no different.
Yeah, that's why
you
got
have been preaching about getting a quicker point guard to deal with the point guards in the West. You got Ramon Sessions. That experiment really didn't pan out well come playoff time. So then you get an older Steve Nash who just,
And you can say, well, got Dwight Howard. Hopefully they'll help each other out.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard has to help Nash out when he gets beat, which he probably will get beat on a regular. Dwight Howard is there, and Nash will get him some easy buckets because he ain't going to be able to touch the ball.
Yeah.
You know, like, I see Dwight Howard open. Is Kobe going to be like, give me the ball. I'm open. Yeah, but Dwight Howard's open more. So what? It's my team. Let me shoot. And he does need to do less. We know he had all that hype when he hit like them four or six, you know, three pointers in that toward the end of the game in the Olympics. But shit, come on.
The Olympics is different than the NBA season.
Yeah, you saw in the playoffs when he was choking, right? He was not making the best decisions.
Nope.
You know, we can all say, hey, you know, at the end of the game, it's Kobe Bryant. The Lakers say that all. Lakers fans say that all the damn time.
Yep.
oh, it don't matter because Kobe Bryant at the end of the game, he's going to make it happen. All the time. Every fucking excuse, Kobe Bryant's going to save him. He didn't. He was actually the one fucking up. And, yes, remember Game 7 when y'all beat the Celtics with the injured Kendrick Perkins?
Yep.
Where was Kobe Bryant doing? Bricking, missing. You know, it was all the offensive rebounds and Ron Artest having his best game as a Laker ever. Y'all won Game 7, not because of Kobe Bryant.
Yep.
So Kobe Bryant should be happy. This will make his life a lot easier. And if I keep saying, if he takes 15 to 20 shots, let's Gasol get some work in. Let Dwight Howard do some shit. Let Steve Nash run the system, get dudes open like Jody Meeks. I saw that signing. That was not bad. Y'all got a three-point shooter because you don't have any.
Got Jody Meeks, that is Antoine Jameson.
Yeah, I mean, y'all did some
things. The bench is much better than what it was, given that.
Yes. But, yeah, I do agree with you. They are not better than Oklahoma City.
No.
You heard Dwight. You saw Kevin Durant. I don't care. Lakers got Dwight Howard.
Exactly.
I love that. That's what that's old school. I don't give a fuck. So what that mean?
Exactly. That's why I love Oklahoma City. They remind me so much of an old school team. It's like, go ahead and get your stars. I don't care. We're still going to whoop your ass.
Oh, my team is still the shit.
Exactly.
All that, you know, all that Kendrick Perkins. Why did they have Kendrick Perkins? He's a liability. Not anymore.
Exactly.
Now everybody's going to talk about, well, who is going to guard Dwight Howard on Miami? Oklahoma City doesn't have that problem.
Well, let's just be honest. The Lakers did make two moves where they pretty much filled two spots where Miami has their biggest weaknesses, which is point guard and center. So, I mean, come center, I mean, of course nobody's guarding Dwight Howard. I mean, you can try Chris Bosh, but it ain't going to work. Joel Anthony is going to get eaten. So they really don't have an answer for that. Point guard-wise,
Chalmers is
bad. They got Norris Cole. They added Ray Allen. So, I mean.
Rashard Lewis.
So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I still think I would still give Miami is going to be favored going in. Now, I don't know how long they'll be favored.
I think a lot of people tend to also underestimate Kendrick Perkins. Because he's not dropping 10 points and 15 rebounds, people think he just doesn't do anything. I'm like, dude, he's there for defense. He is not there for scoring purposes. If he gives you 10, 15 points, that's a bonus.
Hell yeah, he's just there to...
He's there to lock down the paint and keep cats from coming in and making layups and easy buckets.
He brings that nasty, as they probably said. He wants that nasty. Bring that, and you know he's won. He knows what it's like to win, so it's just bringing a veteran in there.
And with all this talk we've talked about, Dwight, we have yet to bring up the fact the Negro can't even play basketball at this particular point right now. He's hurt. He had back surgery over the summer, and he's hurt right now. You know, my sources have told me he'll be ready for the beginning of the season, but you still got to throw in conditioning. I mean, put all that in perspective, he probably won't be ready until, you know, probably – In NBA shape to the second, third month of the season.
Yeah, probably around Christmas he'll finally start getting in the groove. And we'll see how that goes. But, you mean, the West ain't easy. I mean, Laker fans, I know it's new. This is something we Laker fans have not had to think about at all. I think ever.
Yes.
But the Clippers is there. Don't sleep on the dudes who y'all share the stadium with. Not with CP3.
The only thing I'm worried about with the Clippers is that it always seems like any time they take one step forward, they take five steps backwards. Every time. Remember the last time they made the playoffs with Elton Brand and Corey Maggette and all them. And then what happened? Oops, garbage. Elton Brand got hurt. And Maggette started getting hurt, and it just fell apart. That's my only concern with the Clippers. Anytime it seems like they're on the cusp of starting to become something, then it just goes terrible. Donald Sterling seems to fuck it up somewhere.
I will say they need to just play well and make sure that you show Chris Paul that he needs to stay a Clipper and that big things can happen.
They're going to have to make it at least to where they made it to last year, if not further.
No, they have to make it at least to the second round for sure. I mean, the West is tough.
Yeah, it is.
The West is going to be hard. But, Clippers are deep. And, you know, you get Blake Griffin. If you get an improved Blake Griffin and a CP3 who knows what he – hey, y'all, we always talk about motherfuckers who got them killer attitudes.
He's one of them.
You don't think he saw that move? You don't think he saw Kobe getting giddy and was like, all right, I see you. We going to be ready.
Exactly.
Ooh, it's going to be some this man. Laker-Clipper games on.
Yep.
This is a real rivalry building. I can't fully call it a rivalry yet, but based off of last season with getting chippy, it's going to get chippier.
And then you got Crybaby Odom back on the Clippers now, so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he'll have his 2 cents to throw in there, too.
We'll see them broads. And, Denver, they got in a trade.
Hey, they had a dollar. That was big.
And you just gave up, you know, sorry to say Al Harrington, but you gave up. Al Harrington. Aaron Aflalo, excuse me.
And Al Harrington.
Sorry to say Al Harrington go, but Aaron Aflalo, you basically upgraded defensively, and you got a nice wing.
Got the Keith Chandler still got Tyler. Basically still have your core players.
Yeah,
they're going to
nice
be solid.
Nice little wing tandem. That's going to be dangerous. Memphis still there.
Yep, Memphis is still there. Portland's up and coming.
Yep, my Spurs still there. We ain't gone, fools.
And then you look at a team. You look at a team like Phoenix. Yes, they did lose Steve Nash. Gorgon Dragic ain't no slouch.
Yeah, but they're a team. They competing for the, you know, bottom half of the playoffs. They're not gonna you're not gonna just beat them up like it ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're gonna come to play. So, Lakers got some challenges. Like I said, with Denver getting Iguodala, huge upgrade. You know, he doesn't have to be the number one guy anymore.
Nope.
And getting George Karl there and, you know.
And actually looking at Denver, they don't really have a number one guy.
No.
They're just like a collective team.
Yeah, but they need Gallinari to step it up. I think Wilson Chandler can step up as well. And Tyus Lawson keeps growing. I mean, they're built for the long haul.
Yes, they are.
See what they're going to do. And on the East with Philly, in my opinion, has now jumped into the number three spot as the third best team. At least next season. Sorry. No Derrick Rose. I don't. I'm not counting y'all. I'm not counting the Bulls. Otherwise.
Look, I know Derrick Rose is out, but come on, man. Can't discount us yet. You haven't even seen us play yet.
Yeah, I wouldn't put y'all in the championship. Y'all not beating them three teams?
Yeah, we have the best record the last 2 years.
Yes, but the person who who's a big part of that is not there.
Had the best record in the league last year, and he was hurt a lot of the time.
He missed what? A third
we played
of the
like
season?
He basically he missed like a third of the season, and we still did well without him. We still had a winning record without him. So, I'm not gonna say we out of it yet.
Okay, are you going to win your division, or is Indiana going to win that division?
I don't know.
Yes,
I don't know. Indiana played well. Yes, they played well last year. But to go ahead and just jump them over the Bulls, I don't know. Tom Thibodeau is a hell of a coach. They are defensively minded. I can't just give up on my squad right now and just plummet them.
No, you shouldn't. But what you think of Philly, though? Now with that addition, you know, Iguodala's gone. You got Andrew behind them.
Philly's going to be a dangerous team. Yes, they did lose, you know, one of their best scorers in Lou Williams off the bench. But then you add Nick Young to replace him. You bring in Jason Richardson from Orlando. You also bring in Andrew Bynum. You re-sign Spencer Hawes. They still have Thaddeus Young. You still got Evan Turner. And you still got Drew Holiday. So they're a deep team. They're still a fairly young team. So they have room for growth. You know, seeing what they did last year in the playoffs, pushing Celtics to the limit. Doug Collins has done a great job with that team. And with a guy like Bynum in the middle of the paint, you know the way Doug Collins coaches, he's going to feed him the rock. So Andrew Bynum might have to be a pick on my fantasy team this year.
Yeah, he is going to be nice. I'm hoping, I'm wishing good luck for Andrew Bynum because all the stuff
he got shitted on, man. I started to really feel bad for Andrew Bynum when this whole Dwight Howard crap was going on. People were shitting on him hard. Like, oh, he was whack. We don't need him no more. Get him out of here. I'm hoping like he just comes back and has his 2010 season. Just Lakers kiss my ass.
He actually has a chance to have a better season than
Dwight Howard.
Yeah, oh, Dwight Howard is going to be with is just defensive rebounding. But he has a chance to get 15, 20 touches a game. His growth is going to determine a lot for them.
And he made strides defensively last year.
Yeah, so they may lose a little bit, but not a lot. But mm-hmm. I say with Andrew Bynum, like, the double teams is coming now.
Yep.
You know, people are going to be like, well, it's going to be a little tougher since you did have Kobe Bryant on your team. You know, they couldn't just leave him open. So, well, he's going to have some work to do. You are the franchise player. So
yep.
All that little attitude crap has got to, you know.
Got to stop.
Keep under control. You can't just check in and out.
Yeah.
Be a baby. They're going to need you to be a leader.
Exactly.
It's your turn to prove. And Doug Collins will get Andrew Bynum to the next level.
Yes, he can.
He's a great teacher, and he will put Andrew Bynum in the best places to win and to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy for Philly, you know, just like we like seeing all the big cities. I mean, I like to see Philly, you know, the Sixers, 76ers back on the map. And when they had Dr. J and, you know, the AI for a minute.
Yeah, Barkley for a minute.
Yep. You know, you like seeing the old teams who was making noise back in the day, just have some
relevance again.
Yeah, you want to see good teams move up. You hate seeing teams who feel like they just peaked. You know,
mm-hmm.
all they get to was the first round, maybe second, and that's it. So I hope
exactly.
they have some. And, of course, the team that made all this possible,
fucking
Orlando. What the hell, owner? Dude, I don't get it. My man Rob Hennigan, he was the old Spur. Greg Popovich probably called his ass and like, dude, really? This is what that you learned that? You didn't learn that from us.
Well, I mean, look, in defense of him, going into this, he was put in a awkward position. I mean, you have no coach.
Nope.
You have no coach, first of all. So you're trying to convince this dude to stay. He ain't got no coach, so we have no idea what direction you're going in. So, I mean, he was already put in a tough predicament. Dwight Howard basically talked to him, told him he didn't want to stay. So at this point, it's like, you know, it's what do you do? You know, your options are very limited because, you know, he's not going to guarantee he's going to sign an extension, so teams aren't going to want to just throw the boatload at you for a rental. He was put in a very difficult situation, and he tried to make the best of it what he could, and, you know, he did the best he could. So, I mean, in his defense, it's like first day on the job, all right, got to trade Dwight Howard. That's your new job. It's like, well, I just got here, and y'all already want me to trade the best player on our team.
Yeah, but
he was put in a difficult position.
And
so, I mean,
like
for people to take flack with him, I don't really take any flack with him. He got there. He did what he could to try to mend the fences with Dwight Howard, but, I mean, let's be honest. He was a new face in the complex. Dwight Howard's been there for several years. He was pretty much done at this point. He really didn't want to hear what he had to say anyway.
Right.
So, you know, it was best to trade him, get what you could. You got, you know, looking at the pieces that Orlando did get, Orlando came out, yes, on the butt end of the deal, but their pieces weren't complete and utter garbage. You know, you add a guy like Aaron Aflalo. You add a guy who can score in Al Harrington. You know, you get rid of Chris Duhon's contract. You get rid of Jason Richardson's contract. The center that they picked up from Philly was picked number 15 in the draft. So, I mean, obviously he has some kind of skill. You know, so, I mean, Granted, the picks they did get were lottery protected. You know, they did get come up three draft picks, first round draft picks. You got some also some second round draft picks. So you try to get what you can for, you know, your player. Granted, they didn't get any big time names, so it's going to look like you got nothing. But I mean, you never know. Some of these players they got start panning out and start balling. It could look like a different story. I mean, you look at the trade that the Lakers made for Paul Gasol. At the time, they, you know, Marc Gasol was basically a toss-in. Now you look at him, he's one of the best centers in the league.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to give it some time. They're always there. There's always that saying when a trade goes down, you got to give it at least 2 years to see where all the pieces go, what they do, what happens, and see how it goes from there. Because if, let's say, Orlando's players start not necessarily playing great, but they play solid, and Dwight Howard fucking leaves Los Angeles, well, then the Lakers came out on the ass end of that deal, didn't they? So, I mean, you got to give it some time to see where it goes, and we'll see what happens in a couple of years.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes, how they make out, but it just, Orlando came.
Yeah.
Once again, you get a dominant center, and he's gone. So they
sucks.
Yeah,
it sucks for them.
We're going to take a quick break. We will be back listening to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Holla!
By killing comparisons, our differences are so glaring, it's to the point where it's embarrassing to be in the same class. I act hella fairy, all flaming and flaring, emotional and caring. Nope, we not on the same level at all. I'm more better and pure, and y'all never before or after will match my ability to kill it. I'm spitting a tyrant flow to take over your village, cause y'all turn to women the minute you not winning. Stop handling business, start whining and bitching, and there lies the difference. Homie, we not children, I get grown and handle my own without feelings cold, chilling at the top of the pile. So I rock with the nail and flow opposite, you jocking the style, taking notes straight, jotting it down. There's no stopping me now. I put the gold to the pocket and smile so supreme.
Yeah, I'm here now, and I'll be here later. And you'll be gone then, but I'll be here later. I'll be here later. I'll be here later. You was dead in, but you ain't here now, and I was dead in. Yeah, I'm still around.
Nigga, popularity's for little girls. I'm on a flight rocking flows all across the world. Exchange foreign currency, see the sights double up and head home to play bones with my nigga Durl. I ain't gotta explain my reasons for anything. I simply do my thing, go on beats in my own lab. You fill in the blanks. Give thanks for my presence as I make checks and spill in the bank. Look, I'm on my grind steadily. Niggas, you better be smarter. Get your publishing up to mess with me, little dude. We ain't one and the same. I ain't running for fame. I ain't running with y'all. Y'all wanna run in the game. I'm trying to ball up the court. Give a fuck what you say. I make solid moves now. Being lucky can pay. Only once, twice. I'm getting cash for the rest of my days. Fuck being the best in LA, so supreme.
Yeah, I'm here now, and I'll be here later. If you be gone then, but I'll be here later. You was dead in, but you ain't here now, and I was dead in. Yeah, I'm still around.
Come on. Look. You in the spot with a crew that brown nose and butt kiss. I fell up in the jam with niggas I grew up with. Real family, raw but still flamby. Plan A, conquer the globe, no plan B. And since life ain't a playground, I stay down. Spend cash wise to ensure I stay round for the long term. A lesson I had to learn. Whether you with me or not ain't my damn concern. I'm a snake charmer where the phonies and the fakes wander. I rub the rugged terrain that y'all ain't fond of. Real champion, y'all niggas is Jane Fonda. Y'all fake niggas can't escape karma, so supreme.
Yeah, I'm here now, and I'll be here later. If you be gone then, but I'll be here later. You was dead in, but you ain't here now, and I was dead in. Yeah, I'm still around.
back to the Brothers Langley Sports Happy Hour. Well, the Olympics seemed to, that was a fast 3 weeks.
Kind of came and went, didn't it?
Yeah. There's some entertaining moments in there. NBC clearly just fucked up everything. I mean,
yeah.
They got complaints from beginning, from opening to closing ceremony. It was bad.
The coverage just wasn't really all that great.
No, all this complaining about, well, it's this time difference and, you know, but you keep cutting crap out.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wait. The closing ceremony is just done and you're going to cut to show some one of your programs. Like,
who does
it's
that?
It's on tape delay. You know how long it's going to be. Figure it out.
Exactly.
And then having all the anchors talking up a storm, Matt Lauer and Bob Costas, and just be quiet and shut up. You know, it was so much talking. They even had at one of the boxing matches, the ref was like, y'all got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You were talking too damn much. But, you know, it was some good stuff. You know, Michael Phelps, 22 total medals. You know, you have to hear the argument about him being the greatest Olympian ever.
And then you got Usain Bolt.
Who basically shut all that down, because after Usain Bolt won, ain't nobody talking about Michael Phelps.
Oh, so you got him who could go down, you know, call him arguably the best track runner ever.
Yes, I mean, holding the world record, you know, winning the 1 and 200 back-to-back.
Never been done.
Nope.
So, great job for him. Got to give props to the USA basketball team. They came out on top, beat Spain to win the Olympic gold. I have to say, as an American USA representative, I'm very happy that the athletes that went out there to represent our country did so in very good fashion. They're very prideful, and they did things the way they were supposed to be done. So, very proud and very happy for the way they represented our country.
Right. Well, let me ask you, I got a few questions for you that I want to ask. All right. First, with the NBA, who do you think will be the next coach since Mike Krzyzewski said he is not coming back?
That's a tough one. Because, I mean, if you're going to be a coach for the Olympic team, that's a serious commitment. If you're coming from the NBA, I mean, you're coaching nonstop. You're coaching 12 months pretty much out of the year. It's a lot of time to dedicate and a lot of time to stay away from your family. It's going to be an interesting choice. I think the best choice would be an established coach, someone who's done this for a long time. Mike Krzyzewski was an excellent choice, a coach who's done this for a long time. Family kind of has dealt with this before. I've heard some rumors, Greg Popovich, I've heard his name tossed out there. I've heard Doc Rivers' name tossed out there as well.
I heard that. Yeah, they're going to throw out the coaches. I think it would either be, if it's the college ranks, maybe Calipari, maybe.
I think Jim Boeheim, if he would like to coach, would be a solid coach.
Yeah, I mean, he was assistant on the team. That would be a good choice, too. The NBA, it probably had to be somewhat young. I mean, I know, you know, Doc is, you know, getting up there and wants to spend time with his family.
Same with probably Greg Popovich.
Yeah. I mean, you can get Scotty Brooks.
Yeah, Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Spoelstra. That was just funny.
I should get Tom Thibodeau to coach the team.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, yeah, all good choices. Congrats to Gabby Douglas. She did her thing.
With the gymnastics, yep. Good job.
You got anything to say to these black people who want to criticize folk on their hair when they're in the competition?
My thing is like, look, they're doing something that's much bigger than what their hair looks like. They're representing our country. They are competing against I don't know how many hundred other countries to win a gold medal for us. They put their blood, sweat, and tears into their sport that they've been doing, dedicated countless hours of time to it. So for people to come out and really rip this girl about her hair, black folks, y'all got to get something better to do. Why, if you really going to sit here and criticize this young lady, she's not even 18 years old, and you're clowning her about her hair, grow up, and if you don't like it, turn on something else. But to sit here and talk about this young lady and about her hair and da 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 da, it's not right, it's disrespectful, and just keep your mouth shut. Seriously, you guys are sitting here talking about this girl because of her hair when she's winning gold medals. Seriously?
Yeah, you were talking shit before, but as soon as she won, then her hair.
It's like, fuck her hair, dude. She just won for your country.
You know, her
leave
hair.
Leave her alone.
Right.
I don't see your ass on that Olympic stage.
I don't see
doing nothing.
Nope.
Exactly.
You work that hard at something? Probably not.
Exactly. So,
if you're worried about sweating your fucking hair out and fucking it up.
Yeah, I mean, let's just be honest. Anybody who brought that up and who clowned her for that, you're just ignorant, and that's just what it is. You're ignorant, period.
Yep. Now she got all the money. She can get her hair done nice. What you
exactly.
Got it.
You got nothing. Your account overdrawn.
What your hair look like? Like shit.
Exactly. And then we got, what do you think about... I really can't believe we're talking about this. What do you think about the allegations toward Usain Bolt as far as using steroids or performance-enhancing drugs?
Man, it's like, I guess y'all don't want anybody to beat the record. I saw that shit with him and Carl Lewis, and that's sad on both of their parts. I mean, Carl Lewis and say, I think, you know, if somebody running that fast, I'm like, well, nigga, you broke a record.
Exactly.
I mean,
when you were doing it, you were considered, you know, one of the fastest people.
You was killing.
Yeah, it's like nobody was questioning you.
Yeah, you went in 100 meters and a long jump. I mean, damn.
Nobody was
like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. I just think he's better. I think he's has a little hate in him just because Usain Bolt did something that he never did.
Yeah.
And I just think that I want to believe that competitive nature came out, and it's just like kind of there's no way he could do that. So
yeah, you've
I
seen
don't
the
know.
Dude run. It seemed like he was breaking records throughout the whole year. It wasn't
yeah.
just like at the Olympics he wasn't doing shit. He'd been running all. That's what track folk do.
Well, let's just be honest. Usain Bolt's a freak of nature. He's 6'5". He runs like never seen before. He's just one of those people who is just. He's great at what he does. He's that phenomenon that you see once every 20 years. This guy who just comes out of nowhere and is just, it might just be physically, he shouldn't be able to do this or whatever. People like that are able to just overcome.
Yeah, and he's in a sport where you know they check. You know they be checking them motherfuckers on track.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. That dude, he's running in the most popular sport in the Olympics.
Yep.
And he just killed it. And you're
murdered
mad.
It. Yep.
And now people are like, oh, is he doping? You know, shit, Michael Phelps doping?
Exactly.
He got 22 minutes. Is he doping? I mean, shit, come on. Get off it. Y'all
yeah.
jealous, you hating. Dude is cocky, but as Americans, we love that.
Exactly.
We'd be the same. We would probably be the same way if one of our people won was killing like that. We'd be bragging
let's
and
not,
posting.
Let's not bring up Serena Williams crip walking after her victory. Yeah.
Man,
exactly.
I wasn't fully mad at her, but it was a little disappointing to see. I mean, I know you're from Compton. You know, you were around it, and it probably wasn't. You know, it was silly, and motherfuckers have done it. So, on one hand, it's not really a big deal because people don't take it that seriously. But you didn't come out and claim it.
No,
what kind of dance you was doing? It was just some dance. You ain't be like,
yeah.
I was crip walking, girl. That's what we do up in Compton. You wasn't like that. You didn't want to even say what it is. It's like, was you ashamed to say it now? You're going to crip walking. And when somebody's like, hey, what's up? What kind of dance is that? Nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, come on. It, you know, it's old, so people going to get over it and past it. But
exactly.
Shit, come on. Just, I guess you felt like I can't never do shit at Wimbledon ever. I'm going to just do that shit right now.
Exactly.
All she was missing was throwing up a set.
Yeah.
But, women were dominating in the Olympics.
Yes, they were.
Just killing. It was something good to see, man. Women were just beasting all over the place, killing in track.
Yep.
Looking all fit and everything. I'm loving it, man. But, yeah, it was good, and now it's going to be in Rio 2016. I know I'm trying to get their tickets.
Yep.
Make sure when you get some tickets, you buy some condoms, get you a box of condoms. I know the women is fly out there, but I've all heard the rumors as well that they be giving you something that you can take with you.
Yeah, we don't need y'all bringing that back over here to the United States.
No.
Have don't a damn epidemic up in this mug.
No, don't be spreading shit. We don't need But, you know, make sure you careful with it and people don't get mad because, motherfuckers get headbutted. You know, people getting headbutts in case if you buy some condoms without telling your wife.
Exactly.
I'm going to buy a box of condoms. So be careful, y'all. But we are going to get into that. I just saw this Hard Knocks.
Chad, my boy, what happened? You can't headbutt your wife, brother.
Yeah, she might have done that. She might have headbutted him. She's that off and mean.
The divorce has been filed, so we on the way.
And then like 41 days in.
Well, I can say my marriage lasted longer than that.
Yeah, it's funny. For those of y'all who've seen the show, because, Jonathan doesn't watch it, which, hey, you ain't missing nothing. Ignorance is ignorance. You can see it anywhere, but... She is very mean and likes to be cruel and put people down, and it's just, she can be a bitch.
Yep.
She can be a bitch. She was a star of the show.
For that reason.
Yeah, but they were on TV, he was like, had, quote unquote, the female friends and not spend time with females, and it's not a big deal. And she was like, nigga, I'm crazy. I will come up there and kick your ass in front of this and this bitch, too. Look at the signs, people. That's all I'm saying when it comes to look at the signs. If you see something you're unsure of, check it out. Ask questions. Dig a little deeper.
Exactly.
You don't want that coming up because we're going to be like, well, you didn't know she would do anything like that. Watch the TV, and she looks like she's capable of doing all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It is crazy. Yeah, we're going to get into football in a second. Y'all listening to the Brothers Lame Sports Happy Hour.
Holla. When the champions
Listen, yo. Purple bag, crown royal. My blood boils with snakes coil. I turn warrior, center stage, better than a Donald Foil. To the victor, gold spoils. I got your baby mama shaking it with baby oil. My whole crew loyal, your whole crew fake. For trouble, I keep a body double like Screwface. My car's the new make. I run shit all day like Minnesota 2-8. I'm a Viking. You should dodge me like lightning. Light endo for enlightenment. Lend me your ear like Tyson. Chicken that you might be the target of my written. Still, I keep writing, guilty, but no indictments. Your girlfriend's so inviting, so I accept it. To let her in my hotel and go with it naked as she stand for breakfast. You gotta respect it, what? I'm feeling like Lance at the Tour de France. Pedal rhymes and achieve my plans. Or maybe like Mike lacing up his Nikes. About to take the game to new heights.
Or maybe like Hank at the plate, they hate, but when I'm done, we'll admit I'm great. Or maybe like Barry, running back lines with a brilliant mind. Better with my scale says 6 o'clock p.m. Military time silver. Watch while I drop dope grammar and a steel toe hammers like Bob the Builder. Intoxicated, slightly off kilter. Got a few shooters that's hunting y'all boys, cause I told them when they get you, they money on roids. And the paper got a way of making shit happen. O.J. Simpson, homicide kidnapping. Plus, I'm at it again, a pad and a pen. Nope, I wrote a demo and a cell phone memo. Headed somewhere while y'all stuck in limbo. Porno style, while still fucking Timbos. And baseball hats with rats with nice racks. Ass on fat, they slurp me like that. I'm bad with names, but good with frames. I told her, bend over, maybe I know you. I'm feeling like Lance at the Tour de France. Pedal rhymes and achieve my plans. Or maybe like Mike lacing up his Nikes, about to take the game to new heights. Or maybe like Hank at the plate, they hate, but when I'm done, we'll admit I'm great. Or maybe like Barry, running back lines with a brilliant mind. Better with each carry.
Back, Brother Flamin' Sports Happy Hour. Y'all want to hit us up? Do it by email, thebrotherslamin@gmail.com. Call us up, 323-455-4219. Hit us up on Twitter, @brotherslamin. Football, man, it's starting. I'm happy as hell. Can't wait. Trying to get ready. Got this, all this shit got me ready for fantasy football. Coming to kick y'all asses.
And ain't nobody kicking nobody's ass. I will be the reigning king, as I have been the past 2 years. I ain't worried about it.
All right, all right. We just gonna keep picking it up as the season goes on.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some good games, man. I know you liking what you see out of your quarterback.
Oh, man, that made me so happy. Got to see Peyton play a little bit, even though it was only one series. Went 4 for 7 for 44 yards. Threw a little INT, wasn't all the way his fault. The defender did make a good play on the ball. But all in all, I was very pleased. He looked very crisp. He looked like he never left. Showed no ill effects from the neck surgery. So I'm pleased with what I saw. Definitely pleased.
Yeah, man, he's looking nice. That division might, I guess, it's up for grabs.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I hope he stays healthy. You know, if they keep him upright, he might do some things.
Might do some damage. What else happened on the preseason front this past weekend? We had the two quarterback system of Mark Sanchez and Tim Tebow go to town.
Oh, Lord.
Neither one really looked all that great. Tim Tebow did throw an interception, which a lot of people will clown him for because it was pretty much a terrible pass. But what else is new? Mark Sanchez looked so-so during the game, so it's still a work in progress. And like the old saying goes, if you have two quarterbacks, you have none. So we'll see where they go from here. What else we got? We have
Mr. Andrews. I don't think the Jets got that at all.
Nah, their quarterback situation is all screwed up. I don't understand how they're gonna run the Wildcat with Tim Tebow. And we clearly saw that he's best utilized out of the option formation. So it's whatever. They have him now. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, they milking it because, I mean, shout out to him being a fellow Leo. You know, respect. But goddamn, nigga, can I get that much love for my 25th birthday? Jeez.
Seriously.
ESPN was like, motherfuckers, they might as well throw you a party. Let's turn on happy 25th birthday to the way. For what? Really? Like, thank you for bringing us so much money and attention.
Exactly.
Let's celebrate you because that's all we're going to talk about. Is how long before you get to start.
Speaking of the young guys, we had Mr. Andrew Luck, the number one pick. He looked pretty good in his first action in the NFL. Went for 166 yards, 3 touchdowns. which is very impressive for his first game ever. And we had RG3, the other number two quarterback chosen this year. Went 4 for 7, had 70 yards and a touchdown, looked good as well. We got a lot of young quarterbacks who are looking pretty good in the NFL this year, along with Cam Newton and those two. So it's going to be a good year.
No, it should be. So who are you in the camp of thinking will have a better season, not career, just first season, Luck or RG3?
You know what? A lot of people might disagree with me. I think Andrew Luck's going to have the better season. I compare him a lot to Peyton Manning. Coming out of college, this guy, you knew he was going to be the number one pick whenever he left. You could see just the way he played in college that he was pro-ready. He was ready for this. And then just looking at his first game when he played, he just looked so comfortable. His passes were on point. The game didn't look like it was too big for him. He looks like he's ready for it. And I think he's going to surprise some people with what he does this year. I think the Colts will be a little bit better than people give them credit for.
Yeah, I think they will be nice. I'm not sure. I think Andrew Luck will have the best chance of learning on the fly since his team is basically starting from scratch.
Right.
So he'll take all the snaps and he's not going to have any pressure.
Mm-hmm.
If RG3 plays well, and, you know, Washington comes out the gate kind of nice, pressure is going to mount.
And another reason I give it to Andrew Luck, RG3 is playing in a very tough division, arguably the hardest in the league, at the NFC East with, you know, Philly, the Giants are in this division as well as the Cowboys. It's a very tough division to win, so.
Oh, yeah, they got.
He's going to have his work cut out for him.
Yeah, they got some pieces. Dan Snyder is always willing to throw some money at somebody.
Yes, he is.
Redskins fans are not cool with just sitting back and watching them suck. They in the NFC, and he's going to need them to do something. And I hope he does well, because, I mean, he is on TV a shitload.
Yes, he is.
He is. Like, oh, we getting the Blake Griffin treatment. Put your ass on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to compare him, milking him like Cam, which I don't expect him to put them kind of numbers up at all.
I don't think so.
I don't know if Cam Newton going to do that again. That was just a freak season.
Yeah. He was an unknown coming in, so, yeah. He took advantage.
And they are going to be watched all day.
Yes, they are.
You got my man Tannehill in Miami. I feel bad for David Garrard. Looked like he was going to take the job. I don't know. I don't know where they should go. I feel like, you know, Matt Moore was solid. You know, but in this day and age, anytime you draft a quarterback high, people
got to play him.
Throw him in the fire. I mean, people don't even want them to wait a year or two anymore. It's like, just throw him in there.
It's become a passing league, so when you take a quarterback that high, you know, you want to get him out there, you want to get him the experience, but it's a case-by-case basis, I guess.
Yeah, because
I mean,
you look at a
sorry team like Indianapolis. He's starting from day one. There's no question about that.
Well, I mean, he is like, yeah. Usually, if you pick in the quarterback first, number one pick, and a guy of that caliber, he's definitely gonna be starting.
Yeah, I mean, but you look at a situation with like Aaron Rodgers, who fell into the laps of the Packers. You know, they chose him in the first round, but they had Brett Favre there already. Aaron Rodgers got to sit a couple years, and the rest is history. And Aaron Rodgers is now a superstar. Look at a guy like Carson Palmer who's had a year and came out and played well. So it has its benefits.
Yeah, it does. And I think, I don't know where they should lead. I know they got a, you know, rookie QB. You know, Garrard and Matt Moore on one-year deals. And you might want to see Tannehill play, see what he can do.
Exactly.
The problem is, if Tannehill just bombs, and they end up getting like the number two or number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to take Matt Barkley? That's the only reason I don't like this whole, let's just rush him in the fire. Because if the guy doesn't play well, then you're like, oh, should we even try for a second season?
Well, I mean, if you throw him in the fire, they don't play well. You got to give him at least, they normally say with draft picks, you got to give him at least 3 years. So say you give him a couple years, see how he does. And I mean, based on his first game he played, he looks like he's going to be a player. Looks like he's going to be solid. So, see where we go from here.
And then they have the other rookie who might get the start from Cleveland.
Brandon Weeden. He did not look that great in his game. I believe he went 3 for 6, had a fumble, had an interception. So, he's a work in progress. But let's be honest, it is Cleveland. It's been a while.
It has been. And then we got Adrian Peterson trying to make a comeback. I hope he don't rush it.
You hate to see anybody coming from that kind of injury back to rush it and, you know, get re-injured. So I hope he takes as much time as he needs, get 100%, and then come back, my friend.
He better, because he got hurt, like, what, week 14 or 15? Like, late in the season. He just fucked his shit up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's wearing pads now. Yeah, he needs to work it off slow.
Yeah, and with his running style, he definitely needs to be 100% before he comes back.
Again, there's no, you know, like a quarterback. I mean, unless Christian Ponder is going to take the next step.
Yeah.
Percy Harvin always been banged up. I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
I don't know.
And then T.O. ass in Seattle.
Enjoy, Seattle. Enjoy. Maybe he'll start crying over Matt Flynn, too.
I hope not.
Oh,
don't need to see that again.
Exactly.
Man, I can't wait.
I can't wait like Outkast.
Yep. I got one draft coming up. I know our draft coming up in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Y'all hit everybody up. I think we got the full 10.
Yes, sir.
We'll see what y'all going to do. I know Burberry been studying.
Y'all better study. Do all the homework you can, because I'm coming prepared, and I'm coming to win.
Once again, we thank y'all for tuning in to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. You can always find our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, or you can go to blackisonline.com. Check us out. Listen to the other podcasts on there, such as the Black Is Break with my wife, KC Lehman, and the Black Is Family, and Culture Connection with Brother Malcolm. Great podcast. Also, if you always want to leave us a message or anything, you can follow us on Twitter, at Brothers Lehman. You can email us at thebrotherslehman@gmail.com, or you can call us at 323-455-4219. I just want to give a quick shout-out to all the fellow podcasters out there. Mr. Moody, who's always great. You know, he went off on y'all for speaking on Gabby Douglas. That was a great listen, man. You cold-witted and on him. I couldn't have done it better myself. Did you spoke with that passion? I don't know. That shit wasn't cool. It just said, if you don't like me, then unfollow me, motherfuckers. And, of course, Burberry Lounge. You know, can't wait to get him on the show. Talk some shit, because I'm already imagining he's going to be talking a lot of shit.
Come bring it.
We love it. Player Hater had Kim on there the other day. We were on there a few weeks ago. He's always great to listen to. Just keeps it honest and real. Also, Casino LB, Two Brothers, Two Mics. Hilarious. Y'all need to check him out. My man Daryl, straight out of Low Cash. Hilarious show, man. He's part of the Happy Hour Fantasy Football League, too. Gonna get smashed on as well. But yeah, I just want to give out, man, hey, man, the Urban Podcasting is great. Different than FM radio. Y'all need to check it out.
Definitely. From the Brothers Lehman, Chris and Jonathan, we'll be giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Have a good night. Holla.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Now I'm a kick up dust as I begin to bust on the wick whack. Fucked up suckers you can't trust. When I kick up, I lick up your face. Smacked up when I rack up, so all your motherfuckers just pack up, or get smacked.
with a slickness. If you think you're stuck with the gift, Merry Christmas. Now stuff that in your stocking. I'm knocking them off the boxing, knocking them off your socks. Cause Robin is rocking, breaking them down to the slab, taking them down on it. Now what you wanna do, you wanna battle, see you up shit quick without a motherfucking paddle. Rattle that brain, I'm not the same old plain Jane. Roll on you like a boulder, you're nothing more than a grain or a pebble. Take it from the real rap rebel, not Bushwick Bill, but I can take it to that other level. You think you got pull, then pull it. I got the trigger, so I figure you'll bite the bullet, then bite the dust, or what the fuck. Do what I must, and what I must a bubble or two, some trouble for you. So skip to my Luger lady, a rage is coming through. I fear no one, I make some cool off like the polar cat. Lynching as a hitch, misses the roller back. Pushing back to make a profit. Dinky dope drops on a topic, so stop and give me my pop kit. I'm living large like a fat bitch, so get back, bitch. I'm hard to Bogart, so the fact is, this young black kid, a mercenary, merciless, murdering makers of niggas, so who's worse than this? They say I'm bad, so you'll find none worse than this. Chewing motherfuckers up like a Hershey kiss. Put to sleep, loving the lyrics, I leave in the minds of each. Rough when flex, too complex, flex, your mental peace. So feel the wrath, nigga, I'm ripping half, nigga. You're quick to talk shit, I whoop your ass, nigga. Then watch me blast, nigga, cause I'm the last, nigga. You wanna fuck with, so up your cash, nigga. I make them stagger, I'm scandalous as Jimmy Swagger. I'm a good dragger, show me your girl and watch me tag her. Pulling steel like a stunt, shown like an ID card, nigga. No needs to front self. Hit a torment of a track on crack, and I'm strapped with a semi-tone Millie Tim Mac. Yo, I break some more, I break some more. Cheap, deadly as Jason on Friday the 13th.
In the days, niggas, they used to scrap. But now in 92, niggas, they pull they strap. Cause, police, them come wicked and them shoot. Niggas, so niggas retaliating, start to loot. Execute, boot, stomping black soldier. Here to teach and mold ya. The innovator, dominator, narrator, R.B. to the motherfucking X. Flex, wicked. Stylily, bump and be found in debris prior. Maniac with a gat. See, nowadays, niggas, it's like that. I pull my trigger back, the bullets go. Boom, boom, boom. Now I'm on death row. Fuck it, niggas going wild. Every night they shoot, it's like Beirut. Maybe you should get a Kevlar vest for your chest anytime stepping through my hood. But that'll do you no good. One slug to your face, no hate, you're getting smoked like wood. Nasty nigga, bloody pumps, lace flat on the concrete. Here comes the white sheet. Mr. Coroner, caught with some yellow tape, but the murderers escape. Audi like 5 G's. Lyrical gangbang, but it's just a cheap thing.